The U.S. Postal Service is at war. The Postmaster General says that. Some of his employees are being treated. Two have died of anthrax poisoning. Next week, the Postal Service will start sanitizing the mail using electron beam technology. Workers will soon have better safety gloves and masks to use. And all Americans are being urged to wash their hands after handling the mail. Silas House is a letter carrier in Laurel County, Kentucky. He says a few people along his route have been worried recently, but most of his fellow workers are used to looking out for anything suspicious.
Ever since the Unabomber, postal carriers have been pretty much, you know, on alert for suspicious-looking packages or letters.
Right. You have a rural route. Do you have much contact with the people along the way?
Well, I'm out in the country, and country people tend to be much more private than people really think they are, so I tend to always see the same customers every day, and then some customers I never see.
Would there be people waiting at the mailbox?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I have a lot of people that wait at the mailbox. I have a lot of people that, you know, we have full conversations at the mailbox.
And what sort of mood are they in these days?
Well, every time you pull up to a box, people will say, "I hope you didn't bring me any anthrax today."
Yeah.
And, it's, you know, completely overtaken the consciousness of the customers.
Yeah. Do you feel that they are genuinely scared about what you could be bringing them?
Well, you know, every time you turn on the TV, that's all you hear. So yeah, I think they are concerned.
You know, you're in a strange situation. They're happy to see the mailman coming down the road, and now they just have that little bit. Of course, they trust you, don't they?
Sure. I think that people look to the mail for a sense of normalcy. Somehow it's comforting to see your mail carrier out on the route. You know that apocalypse hasn't happened if the mail is still being delivered. And I really think that it would take apocalypse to stop the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So people look to it as a sort of comfort.
Any of them ever show you a piece of mail that they are concerned about, say, maybe the next day?
Yes. Well, I had a customer yesterday who didn't want to accept a letter because it had excessive postage on it. You know, the public is pretty well versed in these precautions because in the media they've been told, you know, what to look for.
I assume there may have been at one point when you were growing up that you wanted to be a letter carrier. How has the job changed for you?
Well, ever since I've been a mail carrier, there's been sort of a underlying threat, because when I started as a mail carrier, the Unabomber was still very much in our minds, and we all saw this coming as soon as the attacks happened.
You mean after September 11 you thought it was coming?
Sure. It was not surprising at all to any carriers that I know, and I think after September 11th I approached my job with a much stronger sense of determination and pride that I hadn't had before. I really did feel that we were creating a sense of comfort for Americans by going forward with the mail. It was comforting to me too, to go out on the route and have this sense of normalcy. But one thing that has really changed for me is when I get home from work now, I immediately go take a shower and change clothes before I touch anyone. And it doesn't seem like a great sacrifice, but when your three-year-old daughter meets you at the front door smiling with her arms outstretched, it's hard to not just scoop her up for a hello kiss, but I can't do that anymore. My greatest fear is bringing something home to my family. I have two little girls, so I tend to think more about them than myself, and I think most mail carriers share that same sentiment.
Mr. House, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Silas House works out of the London Post Office in southeastern Kentucky.